1888.
Please have your attention, and I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
A lot of people have said there are people now dying of the swine flu who are in good health. By whose standards? Hospitals serve Jell-O.
Robert Scott Bell.
Food advertising. You know the people. Fresh, natural, hearty, old-fashioned, homemade goodness in a can.
Robert Scott Bell.
Dr. Agus argues that the fountain of youth is attainable if everyone were to take statin drugs.
Excuse me?
It sounds completely, completely insane.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, get ready for some permaculture this hour. We got Liam Sheff. He's going to join us as well. We're going to talk about the lies of scientists or why scientists lie and more. Maybe Darwin denialism. I don't know. We'll get there. But I'm excited because also Super Don is out there with the Health Freedom Express. That's right. Bringing it to the permaculture realities of the locales of Southern Oregon, outside of Ashland. Super Don, and you're hanging out with Chuck Burr of Restoration Seeds. They're doing some serious permaculture there. What's up?
Yeah, hanging out here at Restoration Seeds here in Ashland, and brought to you by Carnivora, carnivora.com, making it all possible for us to be here. And, yeah, we're hanging out here. Chuck Burr has a family farm here, and he's also this is the home of the Southern Oregon Permaculture Institute. And so we came out here. He was gracious enough to host us here to go ahead and do the show. And so I just want to introduce everybody and you. This is Chuck Burr. And, Chuck, thanks for having us here.
Welcome, Don, to beautiful Ashland, Oregon, and Restoration Seeds.
Absolutely. It is very much so. And what I want to do first here is just kind of introduce people to what is Restoration Seeds? Why is it you do what you do? What is it that you do here, and what's your passion behind it?
Well, when we saw the agricultural market grow like a stampede to hybrid seeds and transgenic seeds that gardeners can't save, the idea is to grow open pollinated seeds, and if I was to teach anybody up front in the first sentence of the show is, for your home garden and a small farm, organic farm, even conventional, you want open pollinated seeds that if you really see something that takes in your bioregional neck of the woods, you can save those seeds. Hybrid seeds are based on two inbred parents, male and female, that are kind of smashed together for their different attributes, but they don't have the genetics that a full open pollinated seed does. So saving seeds from a hybrid is like trying to save seeds from an apple tree. You know, your grandma told you couldn't save seeds from an apple.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, that's why we have 500 varieties of open pollinated garden vegetable and herb seeds at restorationseeds.com. We ship internationally. And it's good to know that every one of our seeds that gardeners can save themselves.
All right. And what, you know, permaculture is something we talk about. In fact, we've got, I think, Liam Sheff coming on, or I don't know if he's on now, but this is something that he is particularly interested in, very passionate about. What is the Southern Oregon Permaculture Institute?
We use the farm as a platform to also teach sustainable agriculture, kind of the future, to minimize the amount of tilling we do, to incorporate perennial vegetables and row croppings within orchards, create polycultures. So our soil is super healthy as opposed to tilling it under every year and kind of really beating it to death. So it's just mineral matter. You have to put chemicals on it.
And is this something that just the general public can come in? You do it with kids, teaching them how to get involved in this? Or who is it that comes to the Southern Oregon Permaculture Institute and learns about this stuff?
Usually it's adults, folks with families. You can take our course online, I mean, with Larry Korn online, or you can come and spend 2 weeks here in the summer or take it over the weekends. It's something called the Permaculture Design Certificate course, and it's a basic introduction course. But the cool thing is it's not at a yoga center or a retreat or something. It's actually on a farm.
Right.
So in the morning we teach classes, yes. We talk about soil science or climates or plants and orchards or pruning. But then in the afternoon we get hands-on because there's one thing to look at a book and read something, but it's hard to make the transition between the book and the dirt.
Sure, right.
In the afternoon we get our hands dirty.
Yeah, well, I think that's the best way to learn is the hands-on thing. Now, one thing I want to touch on here is, you know, we are here in Jackson County trying to get behind the people that are supporting the Family Farms Measure 15119. Now, this is coming up for a vote in May here in Jackson County. What is Measure 15119, and why are you in support of that?
Well, myself and 150 other farms in Jackson County are supporting the Family Farm Measure to enable us to grow and save our own seeds. And we work as a group or a network to pin. We actually create maps, literally like Google Maps, and we're able to pin and see where each one of us is. And, for example, if I'm growing corn and I want to save my seed, or I just don't want my corn crossed with the neighbor's corn and not be able to deliver to market what I say I'm going to,
right?
Or any other crop, I need to be, let's say, a mile away from my neighbor. If I don't want crossing, if I'm growing chard.
So you're talking about cross-pollination. They're growing something in their lot, you're growing something, and if the pollen comes from their lot over onto yours, then it contaminates your crop, and then you are not able to sell it.
Yeah, if I've got my black, if I've got my sweet corn and they've got their black popcorn, then you're going to get some funky-looking corn.
Right.
And the same thing for beets, chards, tomatoes, and lettuces or selfers, but a lot of other things like broccoli, onions. You need isolation distances of different amounts, and we want to ensure that we're able to have that isolation. And I'm also president of the Southern Oregon Seed Growers Association, and we're kind of apolitical in terms of we don't care exactly if you're organic, you're biodynamic, you're conventional, transgenetic. We all have to work together because, you know, even if my organic fairy dust gets on your transgenetic crop and I have a red ruby chard and you've got a gold chard or gold beets, I'm still going to screw up your crop and vice versa.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to work together. And that's the point of the measure, ensuring that folks can actually cooperate. Because we've had trouble with that in the past with out-of-town corporations coming in and having 30 plots or 35 plots. And it doesn't sound like a lot. Oh, 35 plots in the transgenetic crop. But if you need a two mile isolation, and if you want to have fun with math and stuff in school, you didn't want to remember, but your dad made you do the homework.
He tried, yeah. He tried.
You do the homework anyway. Pi r squared, so you take 2 miles, squared is 4 times 3.1415926. That's 12 square miles.
Wow.
Times,
I'm lost already, but go ahead.
times 35 plots, times 10 plots, it's 120 square miles, times triple that.
Okay.
You're talking 400 or 500 square miles in a valley that's only 30-some miles long, and it's so narrow you could shoot a golf ball.
Right, and this has been the issue that, you know, what prompted this bill, and a lot of people are behind this, is the situation with Syngenta that came in here, and they want to plant what they've got. And they're going to have the number of lots. They want 40 different lots here in the valley, but there's no way that you can plant those where they want to have them planted or where they are planting them, where they will not contaminate the neighbor's crops.
And right. And what do you got? Yeah. If you're in here and you're being secret and so on and you're hiding where they are, that doesn't work out. The Seed Growers Association, we meet twice a year. We fill out the address where the fields are. If we need to tweak where the pin is, that's a little dot on the Google map, so to speak, where we get it exact. We know our isolation distances. But if you don't want to participate in that process, then it affects all of the farms. And the companies we're having trouble with are out of the country. They employ zero or no jobs in Jackson County. They drive by, they come by with a school bus with temporary workers, they put in a field, they drive away, they pay the lot owner $300 or so, give or take, to water it for the year.
Mm-hmm.
And, but then that takes up 12 square miles.
Right.
You know, times 35, 40 plots. And it's really, we can't function. And if you've got 100 and some farms, and if you look at the investment of each farm, a couple $100,000 or $250,000 or more in a farm, times 150, that's millions of dollars, and divide that by a living wage of $30,000 a person, that's 1,200 jobs in the county.
Right.
Compared to a company, that's full-time year-round jobs compared to the company who just wants to sneak in and doesn't work with the local farmers. So
in the dead of night, not even let you know that they're there.
Anyway,
if you're just joining us, if I may, the Robert Scott Bell Show, second hour here. We have Super Don out there with the Health Freedom Express. He's visiting with Chuck Burr and Restoration Seeds, talking about the Family Farms 15119, this effort to literally get everybody to work together. Unlike the global corporations, the multinational corporations that have no allegiance to any nation or state, just their bottom line, and in fact, they might be poisoning and polluting us with their GMO foods, or if they call them foods. And Super Don out there in the middle of it, getting us some information we don't normally get to hear. So greatly appreciated. Chuck, man, you're a hero to me in standing up in this way. I think at the local level is where you could have the most success, because most of the politicians in D.C. have been bought off on this subject.
Yeah, exactly. That's why we're doing it on a county-wide initiative. If you live in Jackson or Josephine counties, support the local measures. Vote on May 20th. But if you're the listening office audience around the country or around the world, do one thing. And it's the middle of winter now. We're getting snowstorms. We can't read about enough snowstorms. But underneath all that snow is your garden. And we're going to start thinking about garden seeds. And if you want to support family farmers, buy three kinds of seeds: open pollinated, and open pollinated.
There you go.
Fascinating. Super Don, thanks for bringing Chuck to us. And if you want to get some of those seeds, Restoration Seeds, we've got them linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com, restorationseeds.com, of course, healthfreedomexpress.com to see where Super Don is going to be next. And next, Liam Sheff joins us, and we're going to talk more about this permaculture. Some things that Chuck mentioned I want to bring up for Liam to discuss, as well as getting into the scientists who lie. Or are there some that don't? All right, maybe we'll find out.
You're listening to The Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer: Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Permaculture on the Robert Scott Bell Show. And from his new show, Sex, Drugs, and Permaculture, Liam Sheff joins us now, author of Official Stories. By the way, I told you off the air, I don't want everybody to hear this because I think it's so cool. My son's eighth grade class, the Montessori School, they're discussing this week, or maybe for a couple of weeks, your chapter in Official Stories on Shakespeare. How cool is that?
Wow. You want me to say more than that?
That's all you got is wow? Come on, man. I think it's totally cool.
Wow. That's pretty wild, man. That's pretty cool. Get into the developing minds and that. Yeah, that's good. I wish they had done that when I was coming up.
Seriously.
Asked us to ask interesting questions. Hey, what do you think about this? What do you think about that? But they were training us to be loyal and to be humiliated by the grand dames and messieurs of the sciences who are geniuses and know everything and we're scumbags and don't know anything. So that's why they didn't have us read any critical appraisals of anything when we were coming
up.
I did have a couple good teachers though. Among the fools and you know, the people just waiting to be pensioners or whatever. There was Mrs. Elizabeth Lewis in the eighth grade, and she had us reading, college or graduate level, readings on anthropology and social organization of culture. Very detailed stuff. She really had us take it apart, and she made us use our heads, and look for patterns and look for answers. And the only problem I had with her was she was too hard a grader. She you'd spill your guts out, you do everything you could, and I don't know, she just, that was her
you
only
pick
talk.
It apart.
It just kept you from sort of feeling rewarded enough, so that's a funny thing. But she was a great teacher, and she had us She had us read anthropological studies of people who'd grown up in tribes and then were educated at, you know, English University, and their remembrance of growing up in the tribe, well, they remembered things that seemed quite magical. And then their university training made them say, well, that wasn't possible, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes, yes.
So they had to defy their own memory, but they wrote about it saying, isn't that interesting? You know, the West doesn't see certain things. It doesn't see patterns of energy. It refuses to. So,
we were blinded to that, and even in the agricultural sciences, so to speak, the whole idea was don't ask questions. We've got better living through soil chemistry and now genetic modification, and who cares about the seeds? We've got them. We can sell them to you. But, you know, as we heard from Chuck Burr, you know, even the seeds that you think are good, they're not pollinating out in the open where it happened on this planet as long as there's been a planet. And that impacts the ability to, you know, for these plants to procreate healthily enough so that you have seeds that can last for generations.
Yeah, well, yeah, we got Monsanto biting at our heels. It's a very messy, messy time, as you know. And the scientific elite, which was biting at my heels and yours a little bit, but mostly my, well, a lot of people, ties.
Yeah, they've been attacking Mike Adams and Ty, and now even me. I'm thinking, dude, what are we over the target? What's going on?
Yeah, we're kind of, yeah, we're just sort of, they're passing over. They're doing fun runs and bombing us. So they're busy on the blogs, not talking about the issues, but, you know, talking about how something got taken off of YouTube. Not because I did it or you did it, but somebody else did it. And it's like, who cares? Just put up a new video or make the argument, or come on the show. I've invited them all, the guy making the video. I said, come on the Nick Brannigan show, come on my show, we'll just talk about it. No response. So I realized something that, of course, I knew, but you're not supposed to say. Now, if I walk into a room and we're at a bar and I come in and say, man, dealing with this lawyer. Do lawyers lie or what? Well, immediately I'll get 30 good lawyer jokes, right?
Right.
Let me tell you about this time. Hey, a lawyer got walked up to. How do you know a lawyer's politicians? Can you believe what they have? You know how they're lying? Their lips are moving. Man, I just got ripped off by these auto mechanics. I know, auto mechanics just lie. They lie through their teeth. Now, if I walk into a room and I say, man, those doctors, boy, those lying sacks, they lie left and right. The polite people in the room will look up and go, what? You're not supposed to. I guess they don't tell the truth all the time. You're not supposed to say that. Not about doctors. Doctors are our friends. We need them.
How dare you, sir, indict and question the scientists of the medical industrial complex. Doctors lie? Yeah. Scientists lie? Yeah. We're going to get into it with Liam Sheff, author of Official Stories. And we'll do some more permaculture somewhere in the realm of this hour. Please say thank you all our wonderful sponsors for making this message of health, freedom, and healing liberty even possible.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The number one secret to having great health and long life is having high levels of glutathione. This master antioxidant is required by your body to stop free radicals, keep cells young, remove chemical and heavy metal toxins, support immunity, support liver functions, stop inflammation, and much more. The results of optimal levels of glutathione in your body are more mental and physical energy, stronger immune system, greater endurance, and more. Do you know the number one secret superfood that helps increase your glutathione levels up to 64% or more? It's unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. This health food is amazing in its ability to do so much for virtually everyone. Introducing One World Whey, an industry-first, unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on big pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at utopiasilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from utopiasilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit utopiasilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the patriots at utopiasilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. utopiasilver.com.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
The clanking.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're such a wonderful crowd. We'd like to play a little tune for you. It's one of my personal favorites.
Health.
What?
Freedom.
What?
Liberty.
What?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Okay.
Health.
What?
Freedom.
What?
Liberty.
What?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Yeah.
In the show notes today, we have a new image courtesy Liam Sheff. I actually put two images up that Liam has done recently. The newest one says, science is fact. And then it says, fact is data interpreted through a worldview. And then it says, science is observation. And then it says, observation is subjective. Science is measurement. Measurements are linear and limited. Science is truth. And you say, Liam, nothing is all knowable. Well, the doctors think they know it all. They've been lying to us. You indicated that before we took the break.
Well, I compare them to auto mechanics or lawyers or bureaucrats or any team, anybody who forms a little tiny tribe, like a soccer team, football team, baseball team. They circle the wagons. They all have their little infighting and their disagreements and the people they hate and the people they like, and then they present themselves as a team. So it's a kind of a lie, or it's just human nature or something. The only thing that makes it different now is, when Hippocrates wrote in ancient Greek, help, do everything you can to help, but of course first do no harm. There was only so much that harm that a doctor could do, because maybe you had a metal tool, and maybe you had a plaster of some sort of plant juice or carbohydrate or some molecule that you excised or excreted from it, squeezed out of a tree or a bog plant or maybe an animal. And there's only so much you can do with that. Maybe it helps, maybe it doesn't. A lot of it helped. They got very good. The human species, got very, very good at using all of the plants that the world provides, that nature provides, to do almost everything with, including birth control. Huge use of plants in all native tribes around the world for birth control, which is interesting as I read about human sexuality over the range of time that is humanity. This is sort of an interesting one for me. But there's only so much that you can do with plants. You can't mass produce them and make a 99% refinement so you end up with 1% of whatever was originally there, and then synthesize it, then change the molecule and patent it. The only way you can do that is with the power that we have in oil. Oil is a kind of infinite energy source that we have access to presently, and we've had access to for 100, 150 years. Each barrel of oil is worth something like 23,000 to 24,000 hours of human labor, which is about 7 to 10 years of a day job. And we use 20 million of those a day in this country alone, 90 million a day in the world. There's so many horsepowers in what we do every day that there aren't enough horses in the world to do it. In other words, we've taken this infinite energy source and we've given it to the sciences. So when we talk about science, I'm not talking about being a philosopher or a natural philosopher or somebody who wonders what the universe is or draws plants or tries even to understand the movement of liquids and material in plants or animals. I'm not talking about that. I'm saying with this nearly infinite energy source, to be able to do this much energy, 23,000 hours of human labor in a barrel, 20 million of those a day, we've released an incredible amount of energy into taking things apart and mixing things that we'd never be able to have access to, and making laboratories which can cut at a precise level, well, maybe not that precise, genetic material, and then splice it with other bits of genetic material and then put it in your cornflakes, or even make a hybridized corn on giant fields with giant tractors that we spray with anhydrous ammonia, which is, of course, an oil product, a gas product. So we live, if I say science lies, I mean that science isn't science. It's not natural philosophy. They're not sitting around wondering how the world works. They're actively trying to deconstruct it with an energy source which is 150 years old in human hands, which we don't understand the limits of the power that we wield. Let me put it like this. Human beings have an infinite imagination, or a very large imagination, but we have a limited ability to understand the long-term and even short-term effects of what we do. When we were a funny little monkey species running around, the tribal human species running around, there was only so much damage that we could do. You know, you could overhunt something, and they did. North American Indians overhunted the large animals in North America. That seems to be true. You could do some damage, but they couldn't take a seed and impregnate it so that it constantly produced a poison for humans and animals, because that would be better on fields that you spray with petroleum. So we live in a very convoluted time. When I say science lies, I mean that when they say, even when they say we're scientists, they're not telling the truth. They're sort of priest in the new religion of petroleum engineering.
If you say it like that, and I get it, but priests in a new religion of petroleum or whatever, but it lacks spirituality. Because you get what I'm saying here. The consciousness is not there. If you could split the atom and destroy all life on planet Earth, and you know, men have exploded these things, how smart are men really?
Yeah, our reach exceeds our ethical comprehension. Right. Now they say, may your reach exceed your grasp, whatever that means. But our reach, our ability to make things, exceeds our ethical comprehension of the effects. We're not as smart as we are clever. We're not as ethical as we are, good tool makers. We're excellent tool makers. There can be no doubt about it. The human species is an excellent group of tool makers. And I think that that's what people mean when they talk about science. I grant us that, not scientists, but the human species. We're excellent toolmakers. And when we refine oil and use that bottled energy to make refined materials to refine our tools, we make astounding tools. I don't know what good they do in the long run. I don't know what good an iPod will be in 100 years or 50 years. Maybe nothing, maybe no good at all. But we are amazing tool makers, but that's different than science. That's engineering, and we're natural engineers. The Romans had flush toilets and long distance water, water coming in from long distance, and you know they didn't have coal and oil. They did have a functional society, but what they used for energy was what we say we don't use, which is slavery, human slavery. We use oil slavery, and when that runs low, we're seeing it. This pushback from the scientific elite—they're terrified about global temperature change. Which, you know, I'll grant them, the amount of stuff that we burn to make stuff, it pollutes the environment in all levels, and I agree with them on that. I'm not going to fight with them about all of the temperature change stuff, but I think the thing that's bothering them is also what's bothering us. We're an out of control society as regards the use of fossil fuels. Their way of addressing it seems to be through climate change, and I know I'm not going to get into that argument, but they seem to be focusing on it through that lens. We're focusing on it through the lens of, you're taking this petroleum stuff and making weird crap and injecting it into children and essentially recapitulating a religious rite. The religious rite being vaccination, being a baptism. So baptism, mm-hmm, and vaccination are sort of hand in hand. You know, they won't let it. It's a religious right to them, and they can't read the papers. They can't, even though they wrote them, they can't read the papers that say if we inject children with this, they will develop neurological deficits and irreversible defects.
But you're right in describing it as a religion or a cult, because it is the sacrament within the church of pharmaceutical mysticism, as we kind of modify the biological mysticism, because they don't seem to be honoring the biology at all, except if honoring it includes intoxicating it and poisoning it.
Yeah, and then they beat up on the squeaky wheels for being squeaky. So you get, I'm getting, everybody gets beat up. Ty's getting beat up. Andy Wakefield gets beat up. Peter Duesberg got beat up.
Mercola,
Mike Adams. Everybody gets beat up because we're essentially saying, look, the emperor has no clothes. When they beat us up, you know, we start to feel like we have to be revolutionaries. Well, that's very boring. I hate being a revolutionary. I hate it. It's boring and not interesting, and it's not fun, and there's no joy in it, because there is no revolution. We're not going to have there will be no thing that addresses all of this and makes it all better. We're going to run low on fossil fuels at some point. And then I hope that good research is going on now, and I don't mean in universities, I mean you, wherever you live, who are listening to this, who get what I'm saying, you say, we better figure out how to make this neighborhood have food. And you may just get a hold of some good engineers. You may not even know that you have some good engineers. They may not know yet that they're good engineers. Or maybe some people will defect from the major universities and say, well, I have to help you with a water project in this town because I live here too. We actually have to use this great geometric and Euclidean and the rest of the kind of algebras and sciences that we've invented to now do a little bit of high-tech, low-tech engineering so that we can have neighborhoods that work and have food and water. I believe that's where we're headed, and I hope, I know it just won't be granted to me, but I hope some part of the scientific community, the intelligentsia, begins to go, shoot, we're not going to have this stuff forever. Let's stop fighting about vaccination, and let's start making sure we have water and food.
Nice. Nicely said. And, you know, the heroes out there, if I can call them that, or the scientists like Chuck Burr, who we heard from this hour, is actually working with the plants and the seeds, salvaging them, saving them the right way so that they're going to be viable for the neighborhood, if you will, and maybe beyond it while we still have that ability to reach beyond the neighborhood.
Indeed. Indeed. They're, of course, you know, they're good people and they're bad people everywhere, so they're great people who work in the sciences. But when I say scientists lie, I mean as a group, they huddle and they serve the petro-pharma industry. The pharma industry is petroleum. The weapons industry is petroleum. It's all oil. That's who they serve, the way that the philosophers of the 15th century served who? The Roman Catholic Church, the medieval church. Same group of people, different machines.
Well said. Science lies. Scientists lie. As you said, they gather around to protect each other and they circle around the fire that's fueled by the petrochemical explosion that occurred so long ago and will not be forever in the same way. But, I argue consciousness. It isn't about, let's say, the next great invention, except that it's practical in terms of the local ability to restore sanity, food sanity, water sanity, even production of energy at that local level. Liam Schaff, my guest. We'll hear a little bit more from Super Don out there at the Health Freedom Express and Chuck Burr from Restoration Seeds as we wrap up today's broadcast of the Robert Scott Bell Show. You like health freedom? You like healing liberty? So do we.
The revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey y'all, are you looking for gorilla? Some chocolate superfood with organic vanilla. Food-based vitamins keep you a healthy fella. Use your wife's credit card, don't even have to tell her. Go to Natural News Store, that's what it's there for. Get your superfoods, herbs, and a lot more. Feel young like you did before. And let Mother Nature's medicine work it like it's there for. I know you care for your health, therefore. Don't eat those GMOs, throw them out the back door. Don't stay poor with your diet if it's killing you. Enjoy your life with nutrition that's filling you. We got freeze-dried fruit that's organic. Super clean, super food, best on the planet. Blueberry, strawberry, even pomegranate. Yeah, it's ready to ship. And if you buy it, you can have it. Yeah, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Check out store.naturalnews.com for all your organic supplements and superfoods. Or call 888-959-6415. That's 888-959-6415 to order now. Coconut, maca, spirulina, goji berry, superfood protein.
Loads of people tell me I have energy to spare. And, yeah, a lot of times I do. It's largely because I'm drinking Robert's water from the Echo Ionization and Alkalization System. You've heard me talk to Paul Barrettiero, my good friend here, and he's with me now telling you about these virtues of why everybody should be drinking Robert's water.
Absolutely. Everyone wants more energy. You bring up a good point, Robert. You have good energy, but everybody doesn't have good energy, so they want a little bit of a boost every day. Well, I don't know of an easier way than to drink Echo water every day.
And, of course, immune enhancement, detoxification, all of these things enhance energy. And so it's simple as putting it right there at your faucet, and you can drink it too. Echo Water. Check it out at robertswater.com. The phone number is 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Money back guarantee?
Absolutely. Never had to pay out yet, but 60 days.
800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Free downloadable ebook. The Power to Hydrate is now yours. Go to robertswater.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Hi folks, Ryan McMullen here for Life Change Tea. Healthcare is a problem, whether you're for or against Obamacare. It's a mess. My question is, who do you trust? Do you want to be told what to do, or do you want to make your own decision? My opinion, preventative maintenance. Keeping your colon clean is preventative maintenance. A little exercise, a balanced diet, and drinking Life Change Tea. It tastes great, and it helps with constipation, high cholesterol, liver problems, acid reflux, and much, much more. And with the holiday season upon us, you can get some extra tea for free. Don't wait for Obama. Make your own decision. Order now. Call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Or you can log on to getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Ridding yourself of harmful toxins is truly preventative maintenance. Getthetea.com.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Yeah, I know the ATL is thawing out. They had another frozen precip a couple of days up there in Atlanta, but hopefully it'll be melted by the time Ty Bollinger and I get there with A.J. Lanigan, Dr. David Jockers at Answers to Cancer. That is February 28th and March 1st, two opportunities. And you've got to book this one. You can't just show up. It's going to sell out before we get there. You're going to get a lot of cool stuff. We had interviews with Reggie Black Sunday and again yesterday. If you want to know about it, go to the archives at Natural News Radio or at GCN, GCNLive.com. Wrapping up the hour with Liam Sheff and explaining very well what he means by scientists lie. So thanks for that deeper explanation there.
Right. Yeah. No, it's all part of the oil age. You know, if I said Roman Catholic priests lie, everybody would go, yeah. So this is a new concept for people. I don't mean that every scientist you know is a liar who goes home and lies or beats his wife and kids or her husband and kids. It's not that way. But they work in a team. They work in a club. They look out for each other, and they sort of cover each other's backs because that's what human beings do. We're just a tribal species.
But I like the way Chuck was talking about it earlier today out there at the farm. It's like getting the local farmers together to protect themselves at that level, and we need to see more of that.
It's very important to relocalize. It's kind of getting a little ugly, and the mainstream seems to be sort of they're attacking Ty, and they seem to be attacking everybody, and I don't. Like I always say, if you want to take the drugs and the things that they prescribe, you really can. Dear Lord, I'm not your doctor. I mean, I'm not here to tell you exactly how to live. I'm pointing out the inconsistencies and the deficits and hopefully asking you to think a little about maybe what's coming. Because, I'm just here, too, on planet whatever this is, and trying to take the temperature. I'm trying to see which way the wind is blowing and saying, well, okay, this is where we are in this century. This is how much oil we've used. This is where we came from. This is what it looked like 2,000 years ago, 1,000 years ago, 100 years ago. Wow, it changed. Wow, it changed in 50 years. Okay, why did that happen? Oil. Okay, so if that doesn't last forever, then what happens? I see. That's where we live.
Well, speaking of where you live, Super Don, you're out on the road. After being with Restoration Seeds, what do you have a next destination in mind already?
Yeah, actually, tomorrow we will be spending some time with the chef, Eric Bell, over at Standing Stone Brewery. And I had the opportunity, that was the first place that I stopped to eat when we got here into Ashland. And it was the very first time that I ate Brussels sprouts and just could not wait to have another one. I was traumatized by Brussels sprouts when I was a kid.
They're like my wife. She was too. But if you can get over it, maybe she can. She'll go, no.
Oh, man. Food just absolutely excellent. They have a farm, their own farm that they get their ingredients from 1 mile away. They support the local farmers around here in the valley. They're completely sustainable. They heat their restaurant with the heat from the kitchen. They've got a bike commuting program. Really cool business. So we'll be spending some time there tomorrow.
Dude, I like it. Southern Oregon, huh? Sounds pretty nice. Liam, you ever been out there?
Yes.
All right.
Okay. Well, thank you, Liam.
Thank you for that endorsement.
Mr. One Syllable, Liam.
Skyrocketing.
Yes.
Is that Chuck Burr?
Yeah, yes. He's hanging out here.
Tourism Chuck, is man. Now skyrocketing in Southern Oregon.
Yeah, I know. For that endorsement, yes. From Liam. Hey, Chuck, man, I really appreciate you coming on board and also hosting Super Don there with the Health Freedom Express, because what you're doing is as important as anything we can talk about here. And you're right there on the ground, no pun intended, actually defending that which I think is needing to be defended almost more than anything else.
Yeah, what good's a garden if you can't save your own seeds?
There, quote them. Quote them on that.
There you go.
What good is a garden if you can't save your own seeds?
Open right pollinated is a ticket.
I'm writing this down, guys. What good is a garden? I like it.
All right.
If you can't save your own
seeds. Got to save your seeds, everybody.
Save your own seeds. Well, we'll continue to support that as long as we have a voice that's speaking out. And I barely had one the last few days, but we're back. Liam, thank you for being here as well and getting the word out in the way that only you can do it. And when you have a show coming up soon we should know about real quick?
There'll be an energy show on Saturday, and Sex, Drugs, and Permaculture is launching this month. So we'll keep you updated.
Okay, great. Well, once again, Chuck, thank you for hosting. Thank you for doing what you're doing. We'll stay in touch even when the Health Freedom Express moves on around the country. We're glad to know you're there, and we're with you here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. So, all Super right, Don, back tomorrow. Thank you, Chuck. Everything we do, even after the show, the RS Bell Media Channel on YouTube, we'll do a little recap with some things we couldn't cover today on the air. In the meantime, once again, say thank you to all our wonderful sponsors. The Southern Way code, 15% off, all together, Southern Way. The power to heal, all together now, is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, Doc, I was wondering, if you could only take one supplement for the rest of your life, what would it be?
That's easy. Beta-glucan.
Well, I'm looking for a daily pill that can double the strength of my immune system.
Beta-glucan.
But I need it to be super safe with no harmful side effects.
Beta-glucan.
Yeah, but I want something all natural with an FDA rating.
Beta-glucan.
What if I want it to be affordable and fast-acting?
Beta-glucan.
What if I need something backed by scientific research?
Beta-glucan.
Like something that's been studied and condoned by Harvard Medical School.
Beta-glucan.
But I want the best for my immune system that money can buy.
Beta-glucan.
How about a product that's safe for my family, including my pets and children?
Beta-glucan.
Don't you have anything else to say besides beta-glucan?
Yeah, betterwayhealth.com.
What's that?
It's the website where you can buy beta-glucan.
So I can go online right now and buy beta-glucan?
Yep. Go to betterwayhealth.com or call 1-800-746-7640 and ask them about...
Let me guess. Beta-glucan.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know.
GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.